a very special investigation from The Nolan Show today. We want to bring you our first explosive revelation this morning about what's going on in Northern Ireland. The Nolan Show has secret recordings which demonstrate that the chairman of the Roma charity, Arcani, has threatened to drive Roma people out of Northern Ireland if they talk to the authorities. We have the secret recording. This man, R.L. Nicola, was speaking in Romani, but we've had it voiced up by an actor, and there is no doubt about the meaning of what he is saying. And where he was saying it is also interesting. Services take place every Sunday at the B. Sirica Pentecostala Maranatha City Church in Belfast. Both R.L. and his son Nicolai have senior positions in that church. At the beginning of the recording, you will hear R.L. Nicola's anger about women in the community giving information to a health worker.
There are some people who go to these women and they sell everything. I don't have issues with this Romanian. I don't have issues with anybody. But I want to remind you all what's happening in this country. I have never done any harm to anybody. Everybody knows I have done good. These people who give everything away, they spoke about insurances and papers. Everything that's happening in this country, the police know.
In the recording, the chairman of Arcani is clearly trying to attack this health worker's character and damage the community's trust in her.
This girl is only after scandal because she's influenced by the women. There are three or four women who go to her. They are tempting her and they give everything away.
But possibly the most worrying claim, that Roma people who talk to the authorities could be forced out of the country. And not just them, their families too. Listen to this threat.
I'm going to bring the women in front of the community, and what you decide to do to them, that's what we're going to do to them. If it is to take them out of the country with their families, if not, they can stay here. Because you can't live with people like this. Because they give away everything that is happening in the community. It is giving away everything. Everything I do, the police know right away. Why is that?
Our Nolan Show investigation is today bringing you evidence that the chairman of a publicly funded charity in Northern Ireland has threatened some of the most vulnerable people in this community with possible expulsion from this country. And their apparent crime? Talking to the lawful authorities. R.L. Nicola's solicitors told The Nolan Show that their client is the leader of the Roma Pentecostal Church and therefore, quote, exercises some level of control in the spiritual well-being of the community. They added that, quote, he spoke at a church meeting on the 19th of August 2018. This was a church service and not a political meeting, they said. Mr. Nicolai, they say, quote, denies that any of these issues. That's the translations of the recording we broadcast this morning were dealt with in the course of his sermon. The statement went on to say, quote, our client has issued no warning to the Roma community about talking to authorities. Hence, there is no issue with the Roma people wishing to use services other than those provided through the Arcani. Mr. Nicolai's solicitor said he wasn't aware of any information being withheld from the PSNI. When asked if he was aware that his speech to the church happened during a period where there were threats to people who worked with Roma children, he again responded, quote, our client is leader of the Roma Pentecostal Church and he spoke at a church meeting on the 19th of August 2018. This was a church service and not a political meeting. Well, we think the recording that we have shows otherwise. If R.L. Nicolai maintains we're wrong and don't have evidence of him intimidating members of the community with the prospect of being sent out of the country, then he is, of course, very welcome to talk to us and explain why. Time now for our second revelation about this charity, Arcani. Let's look at the activities of the chairman's son. He's called Nicolai Nicola. Have a listen to how Nicolai presented himself so wholesomely to the BBC when he featured in the Meet the Roma documentary just last year.
My name is Nicolae Nicola. I'm from Romania. I'm Roma, and I've been in Belfast 14 years. We feel a part of this community. We want to take care of Belfast, and we want to keep Belfast safe. Not only that, Belfast is home.
But the Nolan Show can reveal this morning that Nicolae was exploiting these people by taking a cut of their benefits for filling in benefit forms. Now remember, Arcani was already being paid public money to help vulnerable people fill in forms. These are mothers and fathers trying to feed their kids, for whom every penny mattered, and yet Arcani was taking a cut. This was not illegal, but how could anyone stand over this? At the same time, they were referring people to food banks. Here's Joy Poots from the South Belfast Sure Start, one of the organisations that was trying to reach out to the Roma community.
I think some of the parents just started to tell us, you know, and tell the staff that they're working with, who they trusted, you know, about the situation in Rakhani. And I think even for some of the people, when they were telling you it was a normal thing, they thought it was normal that, you know, they were being charged and that maybe they couldn't afford this time to pay.
And what were they being charged for?
I think the smallest amount that was mentioned to us was £150 for some of the more minor, you know, less complicated forms.
And this was for benefits forms or
benefits
any kind
like
of
housing and so on, benefit forms and any forms like that where it weren't too complicated. It was £150 was what they told us, several of them. And then, you know, this was over a period of time and sort of become, you know, that, you know, we really realised this is definitely happening, you know, and it was more people telling you. And then I think it, for some people, you know, it, when you sort of ask more about it, you could see the fear coming across, that some of the women were very afraid, and afraid that they had actually told us this and afraid of it coming out, and certainly afraid of doing anything about it. Or even afraid that somebody else might help them with some sort of a form rather than going and being charged for it.
So, for example, if you had said, or somebody in your staff had said, I'll help you fill out the form, there would have been a problem there?
There would have been if they thought that that some of the people in Rakhani had found out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were afraid.
In terms of charging, here's testimony from the Roma community. We've used an actor to protect his identity, but this man described what Nicolae charged.
He has control. He says, I can get you benefit. I can get you child benefit. I can get you tax credit, and you have to pay me so much if I'm doing that. Depends on how many kids in the family. Sometimes like 2 kids or 3 kids, 300 maybe go to £500 or £600. He take that when he get the paperwork. All my friends say they need to get him what he promised, like £300 or £500 or £600. Every time you would go, need to send a letter, he was charging £150 to fill in the forms. Some of these people no speak English, so you can imagine people come here 2 months, they can't speak English. And that's why he control, and everybody is afraid because him goes different villages in Romania, poor people, nothing. He say, you come to Northern Ireland, Belfast, I can get you a job. Because he promised, see, years ago, like say 4 years ago, the example, he was charged £200 to get the insurance number. When you get the number, you have to give him £200.
He sure starts Joy Poots again.
He started to talk to the trust staff and the trust management about our concerns, what we were hearing, and really began to feel that, what do the Roma community feel about us? Do they think that somehow we're condoning this, that this is okay, this is normal? And you know, we just thought that's really, really unfair. Because, I mean, SureStart works in lots of communities across South Belfast, and lots of our family support workers would take people to advice workers, and we would not expect any advice worker in any other part of South Belfast to charge people £150 for helping them with the form. I mean, and that's just wrong.
And you're talking about people here who don't have much of an income as it is?
Very little income. Some of them really in quite dire circumstances, and often, you know, we would be helping out with things like food bags, like we do right across South Belfast, other types of charitable funding and things for maybe equipment or toys or things that they didn't have. Oh, it would have been quite normal and often, and it just seemed, you know, this is a very wrong, this community in particular are the ones that are actually having to pay for something that other people get for free.
Are these some of the most vulnerable people that Sure Start deals with?
Yep, we have vulnerable people in all of our communities, but yes, there's a very concentrated group of vulnerable families there.
Mm-hmm. So you removed services from the... You didn't remove services, you kept providing services to the Roma community, but you moved those services out of the Arcani building?
We decided along with the Trust staff, the Trust at that time, that we had to move our services out because it had got to the point where we felt our credibility and what we were saying to the community wasn't right, and we just thought we have to go somewhere else. So we made arrangements and we moved into another venue, and so we haven't actually taken any services away. We just said we're going to relocate out of there and continue the ones that we weren't running in the Mrakani building, and we were going to continue those in our offices.
Did you ever raise any of the issues with people in Mrakani?
Not before we moved out. Was on the day right? Not before we moved out on the day, because we were really worried about the staff who were based in the building, to be honest. We could see the fear in the community and our own staff and the fears amongst them. So we did move out.
The Nolan Show has this morning more to reveal. Emails seen by this programme show that the Belfast Trust and other agencies had serious concerns about the effect Arcani was having on the most vulnerable people in the community. Nicolai and his father have been at the heart of that organisation since it was founded. Here's Nicolai Nicola again.
When we start the community centre, we never imagined we're going to do this, you know, for the Roma.
Jobs, the Munker, Street, Strada.
Street,
and Roma culture, you know, is happy to help others or to welcome others, but only if they know each other. That is very important, you know, to the Roma community, you know, because if they know each other, you know, they can rely on other friends or on families. Day-to-day basis, I'm a Roma-Romania support worker. It's not easy. I face each day, you know, about at least 20, 40 people myself. That could be any situation they need support. Example, housing advice, landlords issues, and we advise the Roma community, get a job.
However, there have been serious concerns within the authorities for a number of years about the influence that Nicolai and his father exerted through Arcani, the Roma Church, and about the influence that these groups gave the two men over the community. Belfast Trust emails about Arcani obtained by the Nolan Show revealed that the Trust had received allegations, including, quote, "The organisation has been charging Roma people large sums of money to complete benefit and other forms." In fact, in May, the Belfast Trust was so worried about Arcani that it physically pulled its services out of their building. Remember, Arcani have been receiving your public money, tens of thousands of pounds of it. We can also reveal today that in May 2018, Belfast Trust were so concerned that they sent an email to the heart of government. They told the executive office the following: Belfast Health and Social Care Trust removed our community health workers from Arcani yesterday due to concerns regarding their governance, exploitation and community control. Arcani might have wanted to have a near monopoly relationship with the Roma community, but other legitimate groups were trying to gain access to those vulnerable people too. One of those groups that you've already heard from today was the South Belfast Sure Start. Joy Poots from Sure Start spoke to our producer, David Thompson, about what they were trying to do in partnership with Arcani.
Some were based in Arcani building. We started a few years ago a child development programme over a few mornings a week, and that's for young children under four, before nursery school age. So they were in Arcani, and we had a parent and toddler group in Arcani, but we also had a baby cafe running in our own Sure Start offices in Botanic. So And we also would have done things in conjunction with other centres and other Sure Start areas as well, and then trips and things like that as well. So a mix, really, of places.
And you had a good, strong relationship with the Roma parents? There was trust built up there?
Absolutely. You know, we had a staff team dedicated to work with the Roma community, and, yeah, there was definitely a lot of trust. And I say, you know, people, you could really tell that people were using our services really well and really enjoying them. And even we had a parenting programme at one stage, and we'd asked, you know, the parents to fill out an evaluation form and name the name of the venue was on the top, and they misunderstood that and thought that we wanted them to name the group. So they actually named the group themselves Esperanza, which means hope. And we just thought that was really touching, because of that is to them what the group meant, and the whole thought of their children in the future, and that, you know, they could have that quality of life and better life
through. And they wanted a better life for their kids in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely. A very strong feeling, atmosphere come off Roma mums about what they wanted to see for their children and the differences that they wanted, maybe from the experiences they had of their childhood and life and opportunities.
Eventually, Sure Start had had enough. They wanted out. And remember, Sure Start support disadvantaged parents right across Northern Ireland with kids under 4 years old. But as we've already revealed, when Sure Start found out about the charging for benefits, it was something that they just could not tolerate. So they pulled their services out of Orkney. Now, since those services were removed, some of the staff of Belfast Trust and Sure Start have faced a campaign of intimidation, including a malicious poster campaign. To be clear, we have no evidence that this intimidation is linked to Orkney. Green Party leader Claire Bailey.
What I have done is started a monthly Roma advice service in my office, because they should be able to avail of services and help and advice that I offer to anyone. So I started advertising that, and I put posters up in Romanian language in local shops. And later that evening, a campaign started on social media, again targeting a specific individual, naming them as a paedophile, that they were kidnapping Roma children and shouldn't be trusted.
And so, there's no substance to those allegations whatsoever.
Let me be very clear, absolutely none.
Yeah.
None. And nobody should believe this.
So what a
this.
Nasty piece of work.
And it's on headed.
Whoever did this.
The posters.
Is who. And we don't have evidence.
This goes a little bit further, because those posters that were put up in the Holy Lands area, and I went down and removed them and reported it to the police, that then started circulating on social media, have been printed on A4 paper using the Belfast Health and Social Care Trust logo to make it look like it's on their headed paper. So I can be very clear that there is no foundation in those allegations, and they certainly have not come from the Health Trust here as well.
And for us to make it clear, we do not know who's behind those allegations, but we do know what happened, and we do know that there's someone trying to intimidate people, and we do know that those posters went up, what, at the same time as you were trying to appeal to the others to use services other than Orkney,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So I was contacted by somebody completely unconnected to this community to say that those posters had started appearing. So I went down with a staff member, and we removed what we seen. We seen the police on the ground, and we reported it to them as well. But when they were removed, what I'm saying is, when we set up the Roma Advice Clinic, we advertised it in the local area and put it at shop windows, and then those posters started circulating around social media again that evening, and I was getting threats that my office was going to be protested. So I was contacted by the South Belfast PSNI to say that they had picked up that my office was to be picketed the day of the clinic.
Here's the chair of South Belfast Sure Start, Eleanor Jordan.
We're not tolerating any worker, be the one of Sure Start or a trust worker, being treated like that and being intimidated. And I would like to say it is with the police. And there is an issue that we're expecting in society nowadays for the most vulnerable people, the most frightened people, the people who have no voice, they are the ones who are asked to come forward to give evidence. It's not the same us talking about it if we haven't experienced it directly. But people are afraid. And what we don't want to do is have that hidden fear. And it's the same as domestic violence. You bring it out in the open. So we can only tell you how Sure Start have been affected, but we want to continue delivering our services to the standard we do, and we want workers to feel safe and protected there when they go to do their job.
Let's recap, because we're giving you a lot of information this morning. So on the 23rd of May 2018, Sure Start and the Belfast Trust pull their services out of Arcany. Here's another very interesting twist in this story, and we will bring you more about this in our next programme. But let's just lay out one of the interesting facts that we have found. On the 8th of June 2018, the chief executive of Belfast Trust wrote to the Sinn Féin MLA, Martin O'Mueller. He told Mr O'Mueller that the Belfast Trust was withdrawing services from their Arcany offices because some of the Trust staff felt vulnerable, and there were other matters that needed to be investigated. The chief executive of the Belfast Trust made it clear that this was on a temporary basis and that he would be happy to bring the services back into the Arcany offices if it was appropriate to do so after the investigation had been completed. But what did the Sinn Féin MLA, Martin O'Mueller, do? Well, in an article he tweeted on the 11th of June 2018, he said the removal of services from the Arcany offices was viewed by the community as institutional racism. And he didn't mention the vulnerable staff. He didn't mention the investigation. And he didn't mention that he had been assured that this was temporary. Joy Poots from the South Belfast Sure Start has no time for the claim that removing services from Arcany amounts to racism.
I suppose it's really what I said earlier. Are we expected to say that it's okay for Roma women to pay money for services and we just take a blind eye to that, that we would expect any other woman, whether it be in a loyalist community, a Republican community or whatever community it was, that we would say that wouldn't be right and that we'd be saying something about that? To me, that's racist. It's racist to expect Roma women to get less or to have to do something that no other community is doing just because they are Roma.
Church and religion is important to many within the Roma community. Arel Nicola and his son Nicolai are both leading figures in a Roma Pentecostal church in the Holy Land area of South Belfast. But the Nolan Show has heard testimony from one woman that even the church was used by Nicolai as a weapon to control. She started off by telling us about how the Roma community in Belfast feel about Nicolai Nicola. Her words are spoken by an actor.
Yeah, intimidated, yeah. Fear, intimidated, yeah. And sometimes they are, you know, because they are fear and scared, and because he has the church, you know, and some people, they are scared because of if they say, or if, I don't know what he say, he doesn't let me go to the church, you know.
This woman was asked who she felt was the most powerful, Nicolai or his father.
His dad, he managed everything, and Nicolai do it, and his dad. He said, do that, you know, and he do it. But he action as well. It's like, you know, they are together, the same.
Obviously, the Nolan Show has very important questions for Arcany. So we wrote to them. We asked them a series of questions around the issues we broadcast this morning. We called Arcany and we spoke to a man we believe is Nicolai Nicola, but he claimed to be called Alessandro. Nicolai, or Alessandro as he sometimes likes to be called, claimed that he had evidence that the Belfast Trust and the BBC were working together like friends, families, paying money for information about the Nicolais. He claimed to have reported the BBC to the police. He claimed to have sent the secret church recording directly to Stephen Nolan the previous week. He claimed that he had allowed a member of the Roma community to take two pictures from Facebook. We believe that he was referring to two photographs included in the letter that we had sent him. Nikolai, or Alessandro, or whoever he decides to call himself on the day, said, "We already had a protest, so maybe the next protest will happen where? I don't know." He claimed that he was afraid to live in this country anymore and that the Roma community was not safe anymore because of the BBC is in hand in hand, he claimed, with the Trust. He said he'd been to the newspapers and there was going to be a big issue between the Roma community and BBC Radio. However, we did later receive a letter from Nikolai's solicitor. Mr. Nikolai's solicitor told The Nolan Show that their client denies ever having charged for help in claiming benefits, that he is engaged only in assisting the community, and that the community, therefore, has no fear of him. We also spoke to the Green Party leader, Claire Bailey. Here's the bottom line. Should any statutory agency be in any way associated with RL Nicola or his son?
If these allegations are true, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I know from those that I'm speaking and working with that they are very nervous, very intimidated and very reluctant to report anything that they've experienced.
I'm sorry to interrupt. When you're saying if these allegations are true, it is the BBC reporting as fact that he has intimidated people within this church.
There is no public funding should support that.
So what should now happen immediately? You're an elected representative. What should happen?
All agencies need to be at the table. We need to go in there. We need to see what money has been provided, where it's been spent and what it's delivered. I would like to see a complete overhaul of Rakhani. But I'm going back to the vulnerable people in the community still need access to these services. And we, as elected reps, as statutory agencies, need to be able to deliver those in a safe and productive environment. That is urgent and that needs to be done.
Now, there's another issue here, isn't there? Because we've talked a lot about RL Nicola. We've mentioned Nikolai Nicola, that's the son. He's also been talking to us, by the way, on the phone. Nikolai Nicola, we have put an allegation to him that he has been charging for benefits. In other words, to help people fill in forms. None of this is illegal, by the way, but actually they're paid for it. Our county's paid for it by the public purse.
To deliver that service.
To deliver that service.
Yes.
So if there's any another charge, that ain't appropriate.
Yes.
All right? And he's totally denying doing it. Nikolai solicitor told us the allegation is totally denied. Our client does not impose any charges for assisting in completing benefit forms. Now, look at that language very carefully. Our client does not impose, doesn't say, has never imposed.
When I set up the Roma Advice Clinic in response to what I was hearing and was threatened with protest, there was a police presence in the street all day long, marked cars with uniformed officers, and I had plainclothes officer just calling by to make sure that I was okay, and I had uniformed officers calling into the office that day to make sure everything was okay as well. So if I'm putting on an advice clinic and that's the response that we're getting, questions need to be asked of where's the threat coming from? Why are people not free to just come in and out of my office as everybody else would be? And I know that one man in particular left my office that day visibly shaken. Others were very nervous and wanted to be escorted in. But I'm very pleased to say as well that since we have grown from strength to strength, they've built a lot of trust within the community, and we've now moved to providing two Roma clinics per month, and it has to be sort of managed because we need translation services in there as well. So I'm hoping that we're gaining a bit of confidence with people that they know that there is help and service and access to advice outside of Rakhani where they are safe, listened to and dealt with fairly.
Should the police be involved?
Absolutely. The police need to be involved. I have reported every incident, every allegation. I've put a formal statement to the police. I've brought others to the police to report this because I believe it all needs to be recorded. My response, the police have offered, have advised me and my staff team to take personal protection training, which we did.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Yep. So this was just before the Roma Advice Clinic kicked off. The police came out to my office and put myself and my staff through that training, informed me that I would be protested, and say that they struggle to investigate what's going on because everything is third-hand evidence, that no one from the community will come forward and speak to them directly, and that without solid evidence, they can't make any moves. But of course, with the evidence that we've seen, with the allegations that are coming forward, with the volume of stories that are coming forward, I can't see how the police can sit back and not intervene. But it's not only the police. I'll go back again that the statutory agencies need to step in. If there's funding coming from the Health Trust, if there's funding coming from government departments, if there's funding coming from Belfast City Council, this needs investigated as well. This is our public money.
And you know that this programme doesn't exactly give MLAs an easy time. But I do get a sense from people like you and Claire, you know, we've done a particular job here, but some of you have been battling and fighting on behalf of the Roma community for a long time.
Yeah,
and it hasn't been in the limelight. And I get that. You've been doing that work behind the scenes, genuinely trying to help people.
But I'm very nervous about this being in the limelight as well, because anybody listening, I want you to be very aware that there are vulnerable people, women and children especially here as well. They are doing no wrong. They are working hard. They're trying to better their lives, and we need to protect them. This is all about control over vulnerable people, exploitation of vulnerable people, and we need to step in and get it stopped.
A lot of these benefits we're talking about, Claire, are working tax benefits.
Yes.
These are benefits for people who are working.
Yes. Yes.
Well, look, I'm hoping that this programme will be picked up by people from within the Roma community. I'm hoping that they will be able, and we're going to do our best in terms of being able to get it to them so that it's in a way that they will be able to understand. And we're hoping that they will pick it up. And if you want to send us more evidence, you can do so confidentially. Our email is nolan@bbc.co.uk. Nolan@bbc.co.uk. Finally, what needs to happen next? What needs to happen now?
A full investigation needs to happen. I think the police need to be stepping in here as well. And we need to get the message across, just as you just said, to those who need to hear it, that they are safe here, that the exploitation is not coming from anyone in Northern Ireland, that we are here to help them as much as anybody else, that we want their best interests to be, or so we have their best interests at heart as well. So I think that this needs to be taken seriously now. It has been brought to my attention back in May of this year, and what I have heard, what I have witnessed, and the impact on individuals that I have seen it have is brutal, is horrifying, and is destroying individuals. So that's what I want to be working on. I want to make these people feel that they're okay, that they have help, that they have support. And if I can do anything to help them, I am here. My door is open, and please come and see me.
Are you frightened?
No. I'm very sad, I'm very alarmed, and I can't believe that this has been allowed to happen, but frightened, no.
I asked the SDLP's Claire Hannah for her reaction to this story.
I come from the perspective of being aware of really good professional early year services that were being offered in South Belfast to women, including women from the Roma community, helping just give small children the best possible start and advantage, and that people are being discouraged from using those services, and the professionals delivering them have been intimidated. It is, as you say, it is affecting the very most vulnerable, and I suppose the potential for community control is happening on so many layers that a lot of members of the Roma community won't have English language or may have literacy issues. So they're having all of their messages filtered through a small number of community gatekeepers. There is the perception given by those gatekeepers that they are linked or in cahoots with all manner of layer of services, including the police. And I understand that there's, culture at home in Romania where the police would have been involved with the community leaders in that way, and in many cases people need hours of employment with these same people who are exercising that control. So in that context they would have such a stranglehold on people's lives, and people would be terrified of stepping out of line, or in this case being seen to step out of line.
Well, there's a lot of information coming to you today from our special investigation. If you want to pick up the phone today, 03030 80 55 55. Stage two of our investigation will be broadcast at 9:05 on The Nolan Show tomorrow morning on BBC Radio Ulster, when we will be looking at the people who have backed Orkany and how the organisation was handled by the Belfast Trust and others. This is big, big stuff, and there's a lot happening even within the last few minutes. We have just heard in the last few minutes that Sinn Féin say they suspended all formal engagement with Orkany. The party said that they did this in August of this year. We're going to have a look at that when we get time. But Sinn Féin telling us this morning that they had suspended all formal engagement. The City Church Belfast, they have issued a statement to The Nolan Show in which they are now saying that they are reviewing the hire of their building by the Roma Church. So they're reviewing the hire of their building by Orkany. Let me read their statement in full. City Church Belfast is an inclusive, multicultural community church which celebrates diversity. We help facilitate many ethnic minority and intercultural groups with the use of our building each week and will continue to do so. However, in light of recent information, and this is the information that we're bringing this morning, we will be reviewing the hire of our building by the Roma Church. We have a question in this morning to Belfast City Council. I'll just get clarification as to... here we go. We have asked Belfast City Council, this is The Nolan Show, we're now asking them this morning whether they are reviewing funding for Orkany under the revenue grant for community buildings. Orkany have been awarded £13,000 of your public money in a grant. Now, that money has not yet been paid, and we are currently in touch with Belfast City Council asking them that, in the light of the revelations on The Nolan Show this morning, if that money is still going to be paid. Now, Sinn Féin have issued a statement to us this morning. We've been in touch with them last week. The statement comes in this morning. They say our record in standing up for all ethnic minority groups is undeniable and is entirely appropriate for me. This is in the name of Marcin O'Mueller, this statement. Marcin says it's entirely appropriate for me as an elected representative to engage with and support ethnic minority organisations, just as it was for many statutory organisations, including the PSNI. And Mr. Mueller says that as late as August the 2nd, he was told by the police that there were no inquiries going on relating to the Roma community. They have told us, they've revealed this morning that later on in August, that Sinn Féin suspended any formal engagement with Orkany. And it's interesting because the Sinn Féin statement says the following: a PSNI investigation has now begun into allegations of wrongdoing against Orkany, and those allegations, say Sinn Féin, must be thoroughly investigated. Okay. We've just received this from the police this morning. They're now telling The Nolan Show that in early August 2018, Criminal Investigations Branch at Musgrave commenced an investigation into exploitation and criminality affecting the Roma community. The investigation was instigated by the contents of a number of social media posts and a number of posters which were erected in public areas in South Belfast in August. This investigation is ongoing and is being conducted in partnership with a number of agencies. We would thank the individuals who've come forward, say the police. They're looking for more information on 101. So a police investigation, they say, has begun after a number of social media posts and a number of posters. Now, what I'm just trying to interpret with that, just hold that saying for 1 second, please. What I'm trying to interpret from that is that we do not have evidence to link Orkany to those vile posters that went up in the community. So I think we need to go back to the PSNI and we need to ask them, is there an investigation into Orkany? Because this statement from the police does not clarify that. So we are now presenting this morning a secret recording which demonstrates the chairman of Orkany threatening to try to aid and abet people, if they decide to do so, to drive members of his community from this country. What is going to be the police response to that? And also Sinn Féin saying this morning that an investigation has already begun into Orkany. That's not what the police have have confirmed in this statement, so we will go back to them. And just before we go to the news this morning, I want to remind you what the chairman of Arcani, and your public money goes to his organisation. Here's his direct threat to vulnerable people. This is voiced up by an actor in his community.
I'm going to bring the women in front of the community, and what you decide to do to them, that's what we're going to do to them. If it is to take them out of the country with their families, if not, they can stay here. Because you can't live with people like this. Because they give away everything that is happening in the community. It is giving away everything. Everything I do, the police know right away. Why is that?